This is the Atlanta Season 4, Episode 8 review, The Goof Who Sat by the Door. I'll just start off with the episode description because, yeah. This is an in-depth look at the making of the American classic, A Goofy Movie. Shout out to the blackest movie of all time. The arrangement of this episode actually was switched around from the original lineup, but we're still here with two episodes left. They brought back BAM. That's the Black American Network. We get a satirical mockumentary style show all about the tragedy of Thomas Washington, a fictional Black animator. His story is centered around his journey towards working for Disney. He's a natural artist and makes his way to SCAD first, Savannah College of Art and Design in Georgia. He goes on to finish school and lands a job with Disney. His trajectory was just insane. It was just literally, he met all of his goals like it was nothing. So one thing after the other, his talent shined through. So after landing the job with Disney, he was accidentally appointed to CEO due to board members casting their vote for the wrong Tom Washington. Him being obsessed with Art Babbitt was a nice addition since he was the creator of Goofy. And the way that they break down the conceptual bigotry was everything because, we know Disney's problematic as hell. It's true. It's sad, but it's true. But when it comes down to it, it's kind of like, can you imagine somebody striving to make Disney the blackest company or the most representative company out there, especially because just knowing all the properties that Disney holds and has a hand in, that would be wild if this was actually true. Namely FX. Although Disney has ownership of FX, this episode still happened, which was great. Clearly, they're not afraid to make fun of themselves, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you damn near own 90% of all intellectual property and licensing for a lot of popular properties. So it was seamless. I know everybody was wilding out. Oh my God, they have the typeface. Oh my God, Disney's gonna sue them. I'm like, no, relax, calm down. They actually made it happen. Disclaimer and all. That is definitely why you see a disclaimer at the beginning. But I don't want to give a shout out to them for, you know, enabling the content. But we're here. It happened, so yay. Goofy Movie was running all through the background. They were hitting the perfect cast. That's how I knew at the beginning that this was going to be a great episode. Well, the entire episode is laced with Disney footage and full-on mockumentary-style graphics. Some were obvious, but it was just great to see how they put it all together. I thought of Floyd Norman, who is the real-life first Black animator at Disney, who also, fun fact, is the reason there is footage of the Watts riots back in 1965. He also has a very interesting story, so check out his documentary. And while I'm making all these recommendations, also check out The Spook Who Sat by the Door. I feel like that goes without saying. It's kind of like, duh. But do it if you haven't seen it. Another piece of homework for you is to go watch A Goofy Movie if you haven't seen it. Especially if you haven't seen it, because I was kind of shocked at the amount of people that haven't seen the movie. But I mean, sure, go stream it on Disney Plus. Do what you got to do to watch it. Pick up the DVD, get the VHS if you're a real one. Yeah, that's required watching for sure. The overall theme of this episode is Black exceptionalism and how we show up to society through acclamation, acceptance, only to be used for entertainment. Just let that sink in for a little bit. Just let it sizzle. Just clearly, I'm just going to call out significant moments for this episode because it's just so well done. They nailed the overall charismatic feel of a real documentary, but still had moments for laughs and some dope cameos. Just like a little side note, just to keep, you know, the back of your mind, brain thing. Don't be complacent. Be extraordinary. That's my nugget of wisdom for this week. And this is a great thing about these anthological episodes is that you're served with so much social commentary. And I just love conceptual art in general. So that's why I always kind of get lost in these episodes. It's just so good. But then you have the people that absolutely hate this. Oh my God, where are the main characters? This is not Atlanta. I wish Atlanta was like season one. Can you let people just explore and do things differently? And not even differently, it's just more so giving you ideas that you obviously have thought of before, may have talked to people about, but just sharing that experience in a different way that we haven't seen presented on TV. I'm just saying. If it all were so buttoned up and predictable, would you really like the show then? If you could just figure out what's going to happen week by week and it didn't surprise you from time to time, that's truly the beauty of the show in general. But before I get too deep, let me back up. I guess you could consider this my favorite part, was Goofy was supposed to get shot at Powerline's concert, apparently. I would have lost it if that really happened. See, that's the type of requel I would not mind seeing. Actually, let me stop before they butcher it. I'll fix myself, though. Only if it's done via Glover Brothers ENT. Karen Joseph Adcock and Francesca Sloan, who wrote this episode, had a hand in that. That would be funny. That alternate ending would have been like the original cinematic ending for Get Out that didn't test well. Yeah. But after seeing this, it would be hilarious to get the Washington cut of a Goofy movie. As someone whose favorite movie, or one of, let me say that, is a Goofy movie, I definitely enjoyed this one. The way they seamlessly translated it into a mockumentary and juxtaposed it with Black culture. And maybe I shouldn't even say that because Goofy is one of those characters that just was perceived to be Black. It was mostly unsaid, but this episode brings clarity to that concept. Shout out to Skeeter and my fave, Piccolo. Goofy was just a single Black dad doing the best he can. White boy Mickey Mouse is in a Goofy movie. It's towards the beginning where he makes his appearance during the sequence when they're singing On the Open Road, when Goofy and Max are first starting their road trip. Man, it is so hard not to sing and to like just break out into full song or even do the voices right now. I'm struggling. It's a struggle. I didn't mind not having a crew-filled episode. It just creates more anticipation for the final two episodes. And we got to see Sinbad. Glad he's doing better. That was a complete surprise. If you don't know, he did have a stroke back in 2020 and was suffering from COVID too. So seeing him was definitely a huge surprise. I was not expecting that at all. Our good, clean, clean fave. Do I have to assign that homework? Go watch a Sinbad stand-up special or two or five. Add that to your homework list. Do it. No questions. The only thing that would have made it even more better. Listen to me. Yikes. The only thing that would have made it better with cameos was Tevin Campbell. Come on. If we would have got Powerline, that would have just been a peak. But we got the music, so our portal this episode was, it's going to be another stretch, but it was our amazement as the audience through this realistic journey, if you will, filled with nostalgia, delivered as parody, to the point where people thought the story was true and had to check themselves, their memories, and their own knowledge about if it was actually fake or not. But the thing is, they could have easily went the route of making it obviously fake from the get-go. Like, it was pretty believable. If you don't know specific facets of the movie itself, or even, like, back end things when it comes to Disney, you would have been watching this like, that Thomas Washington was great man. It's a reach, but whatever. That's our portal, and that's what it is, okay? Whatever. Now it is time to put in my weekly request for the Atlanta movie. Just putting the energy out there, not forcibly, just throwing the idea out there, the concept. I'm pretty sure it's been talked about before, but you know, if you say it in passing, sometimes it'll just happen. I'm just hoping for one of those types of moments. All in all, getting another perspective of a successful Black man within the entertainment industry and their demise due to their passion morphing into obsession, masking their true identity issues and other battles that they may be struggling with. However, leaving an impactful legacy. All right, rewind back for a second to Bluebeard and the posthumous scavenger hunt that Paperboy went on. And even the enigmatic figure, Kirkwood Chocolate, and how everything was basically seamlessly running itself, but even he had no idea of what was going on, truly, showing how he was overwhelmed, even though he was within the life. And of course, how the crew themselves are adapting to their lives and preparing for their futures. It's interesting to see how Black success is often looked at as a cautionary tale. Always appreciate a good lesson, but I think the crew will fare well. Ugh, that's like a double entendre. Oh my God, did I just do that? Will fare well. Bye-bye. Ah, okay. Al, of course, thanks to Earn, owns his masters. Earn is flourishing in business, literally from rock bottom, living in public storage, to getting his footing professionally. And Darius is just Darius. Not diminishing his development at all, because he adapts pretty quickly and he remains grounded throughout, no matter how much they have come up. I'm not gonna lie, I thought we would at least get the post-credit scene of Al watching the documentary as a complete full circle moment from season 3. Remember the goofy hat? But yeah, we didn't need that at all. That wasn't going to save the episode, but that just stuck out in my mind. I'm thinking like, Al has to be the one watching this documentary, especially since he is still present within the same journey of trying to find himself and what's next for Paperboy / Al. Would have been a nice touch, but completely unnecessary. That's just my thoughts. If you are good at being funny, being free, and being real,
talk to me, baby!
Engage with us. Tap into the Spotify app and check out the poll and Q&A sections. You can also leave your thoughts on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. Or feel free to leave us a voicemail using Anchor. All important links are in the description box, as well as a petition to make Goofy Please a thing. See you next week.